Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant this evening. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem experiences clear skies. In Haifa, the night is calm and mild. It's a perfect evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that a new U.S. pinpoint missile raises civilian risk concerns after deadly Iran strikes. Also, the Jerusalem Post says Hezbollah is shifting to guerrilla warfare and drone strikes as the group prepares for a prolonged conflict. Also, this hour, Ynet reports a man has been charged after threatening calls about planting a bomb near Netanyahu's home. Separately, I-24 News states that Iran and Hamas are increasing attack plots in the West Bank, according to Israeli warnings. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes that Israel is expelling Dutch diplomats over a new settlement ban. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, highlighted that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, shared that Dutch representatives will be expelled following anti-Israel measures by the Netherlands. Belaz News confirmed that Israel has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave due to a new Dutch law banning trade in Israeli products beyond the Green Line. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report on the U.S. pinpoint missile. Concerns have risen after civilians were killed close to blast sites in Iran. Iranian authorities report 21 deaths, including 7 children. This development raises questions about the collateral impact of military operations in densely populated areas. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage on Hezbollah. The terror group is adopting guerrilla tactics and drone strikes, as observed by the IDF. This shift suggests preparations for a long-term conflict, complicating the security situation along Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, Ynet details the arrest of Mahmoud Abdelmajid from Eilut. He allegedly threatened attacks near Netanyahu's home, claiming he was armed. Such incidents underscore the ongoing tensions within Israel and highlight security challenges for law enforcement. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports Israel's concern over Iran and Hamas increasing plots in the West Bank. This follows warnings about potential attacks, stressing the volatile dynamics in the region. Such plots could further destabilize the already fragile security situation. Finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. This comes after the Dutch government enacted a trade ban on products from certain Israeli regions. The diplomatic fallout may impact Israel's international relations, particularly with European nations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Patrick Drahi's Altice will sell Ottmobile to Delek Retail and Keystone for NIS 1.8 billion, following approval from the Ministry of Communications. Separately, Globes confirms that the sale of Ottmobile has received final approval as the controlling shares are transferred from Altice to a consortium led by Delek Israel. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a surge in school-related purchases on Walt, with significant increases in notebooks, lunchboxes, and school shirts as the school year approaches. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.